Thank you, and good morning. It's a great opportunity to be here and to be able to present the cross-border insurance system, hopefully enabling in that way and facilitating cross-border. I don't know whether we can put it in presentation modus. Okay. No problem at all, no problem, because there are some animations in it, so if it is at least on the screen for those following the meeting remotely, it would be nice that we can see these small animations, but it's not such a problem. So I think we can go to the next slide. For those following remotely, we are still looking a little bit whether the presentation here in the room can be shown in presentation mode, but otherwise we can just continue in order not to lose time, because what we want to make sure is to show the importance of cross-border traffic and also in that light the cross-border recognition of insurance. And I start on the presentation with a small example. If we look at our world map, we see of course different continents and continents with differences in size per country. If we look at our green card system, which is mainly concentrated on the European continent and the countries surrounding the Mediterranean Sea, then we can just give an example of one small travel that you can make on the European continent from Rotterdam in the Netherlands to Milano in the north of Italy. That is a distance of exactly 1,000 kilometers. And if you travel from Rotterdam to Milano, you can go by traveling via Belgium, Luxembourg, France, Germany, Switzerland, and Italy. So in other words, if you travel via Luxembourg, you can already cross six or seven borders before just getting into Milano, which is only 1,000 kilometers away. You can also do it in another way, circumvent a number of countries, but the minimum of crossing of borders that you will need, I will have to wait a little bit more for the presentation again. No problem at all, no problem.